Smarty pants. I told him that this morning. He springs this on me at the very last minute. Isn't the Lord good? Aren't you glad you came today? I am. I almost feel like we could go home right now with our hearts full of the Lord, of His blessings and His grace. Christy, that word was for you, but it was for me too. The Lord talks to me in the night sometimes, and I think, well, it might just be me, it might just be my head, but it is His word. He will not leave us. He will not. Hold on to Him. I'm going to read this word for word, so
forgive us.
Yeah, I didn't write it. This is good. I'll never look at my hands the same way. Grandpa, some 90-plus years, sat feebly on the patio bench. He didn't move. He just sat with his head down, staring at his hands. And when I sat down beside him, he didn't acknowledge my presence, and the longer I sat, I wonder if he is okay. Finally, not wanting to disturb him, but wanting to check on him at the same time, I asked him, "Are you okay?" He raised his head and he looked at me and he smiled and he said, "Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking," he said in a clear, strong voice. "I didn't mean to disturb you, Grandpa, but you were just sitting there staring at your hands and I wanted to make sure that you were okay." "Have you ever looked at your hands?" he said. "I mean, really looked at your hands?" I slowly opened my hands and I stared down at them. I turned them over, palm up, palm down. No, I guess I really had never looked at my hands, and I tried to figure out the point that he was going to make. Grandpa smiled and he related this story. He said, "Stop and think for a moment about the hands that you have, how they've served you so well throughout your years. Now, these hands, though wrinkled, shriveled, and weak, have been the tools that I've used all my life to reach out and grab and embrace life. They put food in my mouth. They put my clothes on my back. As a child, my mother taught me how to fold them in prayer. They tied my shoes. They pulled on my boots. They've been dirty, scraped, raw, swollen, and bent. They were uneasy and clumsy when I tried to hold my newborn son. Decorated with my wedding band, they showed the world that I was married and I loved someone special. They trembled and they shook when I buried my parents and my spouse and when I walked my daughter down the aisle. They've covered my face, they've combed my hair, and they've washed and cleaned the rest of my body. They've been sticky and wet and bent and broken, dried and raw. And to this day, when not much of anything else of me works very well, these hands still hold me up. They lay me down, and they continue to fold in prayer. These hands are the mark of where I've been and the ruggedness of my life. But more importantly, it will be these hands that God will reach out and take when He leads me home. And with my hands, He will lift me to His side, and there I will use these hands to touch the face of Christ. I thought about it, and I said, I will never look at my hands the same way again. I remember God reached out and took hold of my grandpa's hands and led him home. When my hands are hurt or sore, I think about Grandpa. I know he has been stroked and caressed and held by the hands of God, and I too want to touch the face of God and feel His hands upon my face.